The Wolves are back on the road this weekend against the Cougars and Mustangs, respectively. And today we've got our next version of Pack Chat. We're joined alongside by the junior from Cheyenne High School up there in Fargo, currently 27th on the NSU all-time scoring list at the time of recording here. Jackson Mone, thanks for popping in today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So 27th on the list. That's kind of a cool deal, huh?
Yeah, it's something that I haven't really thought about too much, but now that you say it, it's pretty surreal. I'm pretty blessed to be in the position that I am right now.
So by the time you're done, you thinking top 10 or...
We'll see. We'll see what happens. It's not a goal of mine to just go out there and score and see how high I'll get. I'm just more focused on winning right now, but whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, I got that. So do you have a COVID year of eligibility? How does that work out or no?
I don't. So when they did the COVID year, I was a senior in high school.
Got it.
And I don't get the COVID year.
Gotcha. Okay, makes sense. So walk me through the recruiting process to get to Northern State, where I'm sure there are a lot of other schools looking at you, but from what I've been told, Moorhead wasn't one of them, which is kind of interesting, but can you kind of walk me through the recruiting process to get to Northern?
It was a pretty stressful time just because with COVID, the recruiting was a little slow. Not a lot of coaches can come to like AAU tournaments and stuff like that. But so my AAU coach was a player under Saul when he was at NDSU. So basically my AAU coach had reached out to Saul and Saul took a look and he liked what he saw and he offered me. And I knew that this was a pretty surreal place and has a lot of history and I was more than excited to come here.
Can you kind of walk me through the differences between organized D2 college basketball and AAU? Because I feel like AAU is kind of, it's kind of like junior college to a certain degree. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, AAU, our AAU team didn't practice a lot just because we're across the state, which made it super hard for us to practice. So
yeah,
comparing it to obviously D2 is so much different. AAU is more of like run and go, not a lot of defense being played. D2, you kind of have to sit down and play defense. So I think that would probably be the biggest adjustment from AAU to D2.
For sure. I gotcha. So we kind of talked about this off the air a little bit, the big win against Concordia St. Paul this last Friday. Is this like the Jackson Mone flu game? I mean, how difficult was that to play?
I mean, yeah, first half was a little rough and going into the locker room didn't feel the best. But at the end of the day, it's a team game. I knew that I had to go out there for my team. My team was counting on me and I was counting on my team. And we know that we needed this win badly. And just to go out there and win was a pretty great moment for us.
Totally stupid question, but I got to ask it anyway. How difficult is it to play at a high level when you're feeling crappy?
I think it's more of a mindset thing. Like, your body's telling you that, okay, like, I'm not feeling the best. But just having the mindset of, like, okay, we're going to get through this. We're going to keep working is what helped me get through it.
So, after the game, did you just kind of feel like you've got no gas left to give?
Exactly. I actually went back to my apartment, took a shower, and went straight to sleep. I was not feeling well. I tried to drink as many fluids as I could and get ready for the next day.
Probably the best way to do it. Favorite part of the first half of the season so far for you?
I would definitely have to say Josh's game winner. I know that game was a grind for us on the road at Winona, was pretty far away, and just Josh making a play at the end, it was a great moment for our team.
Shouldn't have needed to have that because you had an and one there that would have given you guys some extra energy and extra separation, but that was a tough call against you, huh?
Yeah, I obviously didn't agree with it, but I can't just sit there and keep complaining about it. We have to go to the next play and keep playing.
That's fair. I definitely made my voice heard on that play on the radio, and that's neither here nor there, but that was a great shot for sure, a great win. So how great is it playing these I Hate Winter games from this last weekend? What's that like for a student-athlete?
It's honestly pretty surreal. I know that coming into my freshman year, I had no idea even what to expect, and just seeing how the students and the community come out to our games and support us, I mean, you can't get better than that, especially at the D2 level.
Did you like my shirts? Did you get a chance to see them?
I did see it. I loved it, actually. Coaches had their shirts on, too, and it just felt surreal.
I love how the coaches are rocking the Wolves shirts and stuff. It's awesome. So you've got the plain white T-shirt during pregame. Is that like a lucky T-shirt or something like that? Or what's the story behind just the plain white tee?
It's funny that you say that, actually, because a bunch of my teammates have said some stuff about it. But I kind of told you off air, I've got a lot of like superstitions about pregame stuff. And when we have that 60-minute warm-up, I don't know. I wear my white T-shirt everywhere. You could ask a bunch of my teammates. I wear it to practice. I wear it home. Wear it pregame. I don't know. It just goes with everything. So
just the plain white tee. I can dig it. So okay. So that's a pregame superstition. What else you got for pregame superstitions?
Definitely have to take a pregame shower. It's funny that you say that because I have to take a pregame shower. I have to listen to music. I have to wear a white T-shirt, and then anything besides that can go either way. So just those three things, I'd say in particular, what I have to do before a game to get me ready.
So what happens if you forget like one of those things? Like, let's just say your white t-shirt is at home or something like that. It's in your car. Like, what happens when these things don't align for you?
I mean, obviously that it doesn't affect me too much, but I always, in the back of my head, like, okay, like I start overthinking almost.
Mm-hmm. There are things that you do to feel more comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
I get that. I'm totally the same way as a broadcaster. I've got my whole pack of colorful Sharpies and stuff. Uh-huh. There was one time I forgot it at home. I left the stadium and I had to go back to get my Sharpies.
It's funny that you said I forgot which home game it was, but I was like halfway there to the gym and I forgot that I didn't have my white t-shirt. I had to run back and then go back, and it was just, I made it in time, obviously, but
yeah,
it's one of those funny things.
I totally get it. Favorite all-time basketball memory? Could be as a kid growing up, could be a practice, could be a shot in a game, high school, college. I mean, what's your all-time favorite basketball memory?
That's a great question, actually. Probably say in high school, my senior year, winning our conference tournament.
Uh-huh.
Just because of how dominant we did it as a team. I think we ended up winning the championship by like 30 points. We ended up playing Ian Davies in the championship, so it was pretty...
Sure.
I think it was a pretty great moment for us just because of what had happened that year with COVID and not knowing that, okay, we didn't understand like that COVID could take our season away last mm-hmm. year or the year before that. Our season had gotten cut short in the state championship. So then just knowing that we got the opportunity to play next year and win that conference championship was pretty great for us.
You still kind of hold that over his head a little bit. Remember that one time he dominated you guys in the playoffs?
Just a little bit, but he went off on our team. He probably had 20 points in the first half, so okay. I'll give him his credit for that.
All right, fair enough. So how did you fall in love with the game of basketball? Was it always basketball? Maybe you loved baseball or football or maybe a golfer or maybe tennis or something like that? Was it always basketball for you?
When I was younger, I actually hated basketball.
Okay.
My favorite sport was baseball. I was a huge, because just my family loves baseball. My grandpa loved baseball, diehard Twins fan, so he got me into the baseball scene. It was baseball, football, and then basketball. I hated going to practice, and I think it was just one year where it was just random, where it just kind of turned around, and it was a sport that I could practice on my own. Like
sure.
Baseball, you need somebody to pitch to you. Football, you can't really play football with one person, so just being able to play basketball myself really helped me fall in love with the game.
Yeah, you don't see a whole lot of 6'10" shortstops.
And that was also the problem, too. I was pretty tall, so that I had transitions forwards there.
Yeah, or you could have been, like, the big unit, like Randy Johnson.
Uh-huh.
He's, like, what, 6'10" or 6'9" or 6'11"?
He's something like that.
So, yeah, I mean, very few, for sure. So, you're rocking the number 21. Is that just a random number? Why'd you choose 21?
It was actually a number that Northern just gave me. I was 24 in high school, and Bush had that number. Mm-hmm. And I'm not very picky about numbers. I just kind of go out there and play. But they gave me 21, and I've stuck with it ever since.
Yeah, looks good on you, for sure. So, favorite game that you've played so far at Northern State? Could be your freshman year, this year, maybe last year. Your all-time favorite game so far at NSU?
I would say my freshman year, we played Morehead at home. We were down 20 points at one point, and we came back to force it to OT, and then ended up winning in double OT. And I feel like that was kind of like, that was a game that gave me confidence going into the rest of the season. Like, hey, like I belong here. Like, I can do what I need to do. And it was also against MSUM, which is a hometown team. So I would probably say that game.
Yeah, a little extra sweet in that context. Is there a lot of trash talk out there when you play?
Not really. Not really towards me. I kind of just go out there and play. Nobody really says anything. I don't really hear anything either, so.
Uh-huh. Do you trash talk at all or not so much?
I don't. I'm a super quiet person, so I don't say stuff to people unless people say stuff to me. I might jaw back and then kind of just leave it at that.
You're kind of like the Tim Duncan of basketball. I mean, he used to wear 21. You wear 21.
Uh-huh.
You've kind of got the same face the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. You're not too high, not too low. Pretty even keeled. Is that fair to say?
I would say that's pretty fair to say.
Do you have a nickname? Like, what was he, like, the big fundamental, I think?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's gave me a nickname yet, so.
Okay, I'm working on that. I mean, I call you the money man.
I have heard that, and I do like that, so.
Oh, good. Good, I'm glad. All right, so that's all the basketball questions I got for you. Any New Year's resolutions for you in 2024, or is it New Year, same Jackson Mone?
Basically, New Year, same Jackson Mone, kind of having the same mindset, whether it's on the court, off the court, or with schoolwork, just to be consistent, and that's been a big part of my life and something that I look forward to every year.
There you go. What'd you get for Christmas this year? Anything stand out?
I got a 24-pack of new white t-shirts.
So, for real?
Yeah, I did.
That's awesome.
Got some socks, got some clothes. It was mostly clothes, but
So it's nice to know it's not the same white t-shirt every game.
Oh, no. It's a different white t-shirt every time.
Gotcha. Okay. Best Christmas movie of all time.
I'm a pretty big Home Alone guy. Mm. I would definitely say Home Alone.
Yeah, that's definitely top five for me for sure. Best Christmas gift you've ever given?
I'd probably say this year. I'd won a raffle on the Kobe 6 reverse Grinches. They're like all red with like green laces.
Uh-huh.
I think those resell for like $600, $700, and wow. I ended up giving them to my brother just because we were the same size and he's always wanted a pair of Kobe's. So I'd definitely say that.
Very sweet of you. Favorite movie of all time?
I'm a big Fast and the Furious guy.
What are they up to, 10 now?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
They're up to 10. I'm looking forward to the next one. The 10th one kind of left me on a cliffhanger. I was pretty upset about that, but...
Gotcha. I've only seen, I think, the first three,
mm-hmm.
and those are all good.
Yeah.
Does it continue to get better, or is it kind of the same movie, like, repackaged, or what?
I would say, like, this 5, 6, 7 are pretty good, and then it kind of drops off from, like, 8, 9, 10. You can tell it's kind of been ran along for a while.
We don't have any new ideas here.
Yeah, exactly.
I get that. Go-to restaurant in Fargo?
I'd say Chipotle. I love Chipotle. I wish I had Chipotle here, but every time I go on a road trip that has Chipotle, I always just DoorDash it.
You a big guac guy there? Or
love
no?
The guac there.
But over at Qdoba, you don't have to pay extra for the guac.
That's true, but it doesn't taste the same. I don't think it tastes the same. So I'm willing to pay the extra $2.50 for guac.
All right, that's fair enough. I appreciate your dedication towards.
I do eat Qdoba quite a bit. I'd say probably twice, three times a week.
I'm a big Qdoba guy, no doubt. Are you a steak guy or chicken guy or?
Chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both solid. What makes you angry? What fires you up?
I wouldn't say something necessarily makes me angry. I don't get angry.
Like a pet peeve, maybe.
Quite often. A pet peeve? I would probably say dirty lockers in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
I am a victim to that sometimes, but I'm always fold my clothes. I'm that type of person. So I would probably say like a dirty, smelly locker room.
So, have you ever seen the movie Happy Gilmore?
I have.
So, you know, Happy's got like his happy place.
Uh-huh.
What's Jackson Mone's happy place? What does that kind of look like in your brain?
The Northern State basketball court. I would definitely have to say Wachs Arena would be it.
That's the happy place.
Uh-huh.
I can get behind that. Do you believe in God?
I do.
So, if you could meet God and ask him three questions, what would you ask him?
I would honestly ask him just to protect everybody I love. And that would probably be the biggest thing mm-hmm. for me. Just because I have a lot of people that are important to me, and I always want them to feel safe. So I would definitely say just to protect them.
There you go.
Ask if he could protect them just because.
You're using that one for all three questions or all three?
I'm using that for all three.
Okay, I get that. What's your greatest strength? What's your greatest weakness?
As like a person or a basketball court?
As a person.
As a person, I think my greatest strength would be, I think my work ethic, honestly, just trying to be in there consistently, whether it be basketball, home life, schoolwork, just being consistent all the time. I would definitely say that'd be my greatest strength. My greatest weakness would be, I don't know. I actually don't know what my greatest weakness would be.
Okay. I was going to say maybe like getting through doors. Do you ever bang your head on like a door frame?
All the time, especially in the Medwell Jensen Center at school because the doors are a little smaller. So every time I walk in with my phone, I've done that a couple times this year. I would definitely say that my greatest weakness.
I mean, I'm 6'2". I'm no slouch. Uh-huh. What's it like being 6'10"? Do you get really tired of when people say, how's the weather up there? Do people say that to you?
Yeah. There's certain questions that are like kind of bother me. But
yeah,
I mean, it's nice just to see everything. The only downside about it is just like your body consistently hurting when you're growing up. Like your knees hurt.
Knees, yeah.
You're always feeling tired, but...
When I was younger, I used to hear that all the time. Just, how's the weather up there? I hated that. I hated hearing that. I had one teacher in high school that always used to ask me that. It's like, enough. Like, I get it. Like, I'm tall.
See, I can tolerate it if it's a couple times, but if it's every day that I see you and you ask that, I'll get a little annoyed. But...
Okay, so I will
And that might fall into the other question that you asked of what about...
Pet peeves?
Yeah, pet peeves. I would definitely say when people ask how the weather up there is.
Yeah.
So
I could totally see that for sure. So when you were a kid, what was one thing that you really, really wanted for your birthday or Christmas or something? Was there like one gift you're just like, I got to get that?
I don't remember how old I was, but I've always wanted Xbox 360.
Mm.
My friends had one. My cousins had one. It felt like everybody in the world except me had an Xbox 360. And that's all I wanted for my birthday one year. And I ended up getting it and I was... It was honestly, I never got off the game come home from school, instantly get on the game, eat dinner, get on the game, and got to a point where like I wasn't even doing my schoolwork, and my parents had to obviously do something about that. But
what was the go-to game on Xbox 360?
I was a big 2K guy. I would definitely say 2K. Just my career, being able to play my career and upgrade your own guy, I was pretty intrigued by it.
Did you put yourself in the game?
I did some years and I didn't other years. I always made a guard. He was probably 6'3", 6'4", that could shoot, dribble. I always made a guard.
Timberwolves was your team or somebody else?
Yep. It was always, actually when I was, I loved the Boston Celtics just because my favorite player, Kevin Garnett, played on there.
Sure.
But after he was obviously done and retired, I went to the Timberwolves.
Also wears 21.
He does. And I didn't know. I didn't think about that until now.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. What's one thing you're really good at? Obviously, we know you're a good basketball player. We all know that. But what's one thing outside of basketball that you're really good at?
Cooking.
Yeah?
I think I am the best cook on the team. I will challenge anybody who wants to have cook-off.
What's the go-to food that you're making?
Definitely chicken Alfredo. I had it the other night, and I just... It's easy to say that your dish is the best, so that's why I want to kind of get into, like, okay, let me challenge somebody else, have other people try it. But
cook-off.
Yeah.
I could see that. I could see being being a pretty good chef there.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Chicken Alfredo. I love chicken Alfredo. It's one of my favorite, like, sneaky good foods.
Or I'll throw steak in there, too. I think I like it better with steak than chicken.
What's one thing you're really bad at? Clearly not cooking. You feel very good about your golf.
Golf, 100%. I am terrible. We went to Top Golf for like an AAU trip, and I was by far the worst.
Swinging and missing?
I think the first attempt I had, I swung and it hit the top, and the ball flew everywhere, and I like broke a glass. I was like, yeah, this is not for me.
Yeah, well, it's not for everybody. I mean, I play golf avidly, and I'm still not very good, so probably not for me either. All right, next up, I got a segment called This or That. Half-court buzzer beater or a poster dunk?
Half-court buzzer beater.
Elf or the Grinch?
Grinch.
Offense or defense?
Offense.
Money or fame?
Money.
You're driving around town. Turn signal or no turn signal?
Turn signal. We'll be safe.
Good for you. Burger King or McDonald's?
McDonald's.
Nobody says Burger King.
I don't mind Burger King burgers. I just think McDonald's is super affordable and kind of has everything that you need.
McChicken's my go-to.
I love the McChickens. I love the fries.
Yep.
Love the icy.
During Lent, you've got the $1 Filet-O-Fish here in Aberdeen.
Mm-hmm.
Always a positive for a Catholic guy like myself. Valentine's Day or New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve.
Sprite or Pepsi?
Sprite, 100%. I love Sprite.
Everybody hates Pepsi. What's the deal?
I've always been a Sprite guy since I was younger.
Sure, sure. Fruit roll-ups or Gushers?
Gushers.
I love Gushers. Gum or breath mints?
Gum.
Coffee or tea?
Love coffee. I drink coffee every morning.
Black or cream and sugar?
Cream and sugar.
Yeah, same. Minus the sugar. I used to do way too much sugar.
Uh-huh.
I got way too, like, wired. So now it's just the cream for me. Toilet paper, are you putting it over or under the roll?
Under.
Really?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about that.
You're an under guy?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look and see what it's at, I have no idea.
Okay, next time you look, you're never going to be able to unthink
it. Exactly, I'm never going to be able to unthink it.
There you go. Down or up?
Up.
Dogs or cats?
Cats.
Really?
I have two cats at home. My mom loves cats, so I'll go with cats.
Oh, man, I'm a dog guy, but hey, it's all right. Singing or dancing?
Singing.
Can you sing?
No.
I was going to say, I'm not going to make you sing. Chocolate or vanilla?
Vanilla.
Save or spend?
Save.
Work hard or play hard?
Work hard.
Nachos or French fries?
That one's a toss. We'll go nachos.
Truth or dare?
Dare.
Nice. Ice bath or hot tub?
Ice bath.
Do you take ice baths after games?
Sometimes I do.
What's that like? Extremely cold?
The first 20 seconds is what sucks, and then after that you kind of just feel numb and it goes by quick.
Huh, interesting. Frozen yogurt or ice cream?
Ice cream.
Super sandwich?
Sandwich.
Handshake or knuckles?
Handshake.
Big party or a small gathering?
Small gathering.
Rock and roll or country music?
Country.
Scarlett Johansson or Megan Fox?
Megan Fox.
Blondes, brunettes, redheads? Answer wisely now.
Black hair.
Okay, there you go. Finally, a little word association. We'll wrap things up with rapid fire. I'll say a word, phrase, whatever comes to your mind. Just come out and say it, okay? Fargo, North Dakota.
Growing.
South Dakota.
Unique.
Aberdeen.
Amazing.
Error.
Trial.
There you go. Northern State.
Blessed.
Slam dunk.
Amazing.
Tacos.
Fire.
Are you a soft shell, hard shell guy?
I like both, but I'd prefer hard shell.
Really?
Yeah.
You take one bite, now it's just chips.
That's also, see, that's why I like both. It kind of depends what mood I'm in.
Do you put the hard shell in the soft shell?
I do.
I love doing
that. And that's a game changer.
Oh, man. I did that for like the first time ever a couple weeks ago. I was like, why haven't I been doing this all the time? I love that. Gatorade.
Great.
What's your go-to flavor?
Glacier Cherry, the all-white one. I love that one. That's definitely my favorite.
Never had that before. The future.
Interested.
Social media.
Interesting.
Your favorite basketball movie of all time?
Coach Carter.
There you go. Steak.
Fire.
Are you medium well or well done?
I'm a medium guy.
Medium guy? Me too. Yep. Lobster.
Interesting. I've actually never had lobster.
Are you a big seafood guy or not so much?
Not so much.
Okay. Chicken.
Great.
Boneless, bone-in?
Bone-in.
It's interesting.
If we're going chicken wing, bone-in.
It's interesting because all of the girls always say boneless.
Uh-huh.
And all the guys say bone-in.
I think boneless wings are easier to eat. Boneless wings are easier to eat. Bone-in tastes better.
Okay. That's an interesting take. Pumpkin spice latte.
In love. I love pumpkin spice anything.
You're a big fan, huh?
I'm a huge pumpkin spice cold brew guy at Starbucks.
Okay.
So.
Gotcha. I like it. Cheeseburgers.
Mid.
You're not a big cheeseburger guy?
I just think there's better foods out there.
Like, okay.
I'm a huge steak and chicken guy.
Okay. I gotcha. Goaltending.
Good. I think it's good for basketball.
You've had some tough ones against you this year.
Yeah. Yeah. The timing's not there yet, but we'll get there.
Yeah, you'll get there. Blocked shot.
Love it.
Winning.
Love. I love winning. That's my number one goal.
Losing.
Hate it.
Gus Reedy.
Sniper.
Josh Dilling.
Efficient.
Andrew Bergen.
Lengthy.
Michael Nile.
Bouncy.
Trey Longstreet.
Lockout. We'll say lock hyphen out. We'll use that as one word.
Okay. I mean, it could be a full sentence, could be whatever comes to your mind. Toby Obiora.
Unique. I think he brings a lot to the game of basketball.
He's a unique character for sure. From the very little that I've talked to him, just seems like a really sweet guy. Isaiah Hagen.
Funny.
Caleb Walton Blandon.
Also funny.
Kobe Bush.
One of a kind guy.
Big Lions fan.
Yeah, he is. I didn't know that. I swear every time I talk to him, he loves the teams that are winning. But
he's kind of a fair weather fan.
Yeah, he's a fair weather fan, but I'll give him the benefit of the doubt with the Lions.
A little bandwagon. Trayvon Wright.
Great coach.
Josh Vaughn.
Also a great coach who knows a lot about the game.
Saul Phillips.
One of a kind.
Jackson Mooney's family.
Loving.
Finally, Jackson Mooney.
Loving.
It's a good word. Shout outs to family, friends, kind of wrap things up.
Shout out to my family who've always supported me with everything I do. Shout out to my teammates who also support everything I do. Saul Phillips and the coaching staff for giving me a chance to be here. I'm loving every single second of it.
Well done. That's the junior forward from Fargo, North Dakota, Jackson Mooney, on today's installment of Pack Chat. Thanks for doing this. Best of luck this weekend.
No, thank you for having me.